the music for like a documentary about.
I love whales so much, and I would want to make the whale music. Yeah. Like Blue Planet or something. I don't know.
When you said whale music, I was thinking of like whale songs. Shout out Frank Watlington's Tower Whales, the first vinyl record with whale songs. It's a good one. If you look up whale songs, that's the one that'll come up.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I have my Alexa at home set up so that I can say, Alexa, make some noise, and it's whale noises. It's
that's
great.
So
it's
funny.
Great. Yeah. Turns all my lights blue too.
Oh, that's great.
It's, yeah, yeah. Totally not extra at all. Do you have any fun facts about whales?
Oh my gosh, bubble net feeding. So basically, yeah, we you know about
bubble
net feeding.
Oh yeah.
So to get a big school of fish to get them all together so that the whale can get the biggest mouthful, what will happen is they'll circle around the school of fish, blowing up bubbles out of their blowholes to kind of create a wall of bubbles that makes the fish get tighter and tighter and tighter packed until they can swoop in and just get a giant mouthful. Or this would be like krill. I don't know, just depending on the whale, because humpback whales are, how do you pronounce it, baleen whales?
Yes. Yeah.
So they have the teeth. Not the teeth. But also...
Combs. I think they call them combs. Yes.
But dolphins also do a form of bubble net feeding, but instead they beat their tails against the sand in shallow water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then I know that also whales can, like, stun fish just by, like, moving their tail real hard at them.
The sheer force of the tail.
Yeah. I mean, they are pretty big tails. Yeah. No doubt about it. I had a good one on that. I don't know. It's gone. I wanted to ask you, so you are making music solo. You are also in a band. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I make...
And you're also touring with... You're doing a bunch of stuff. What else are you doing musically?
Yeah, so I have my band for my music, and they are all so lovely, and I love them so much. But, of course, this album was, like, solo recorded. But there's band stuff to come, of course. And then I also play with Jesse Detour, local Boston, like, 90s girl rock artist. And... it's so much fun. We recently went on a tour in the Southwest, opening up for Shauna Dean Coakland, which was great. And I'm also in a math rock band called Little Plastic Dinosaurs. And there's so many projects happening all at the same time. I play Cam, the person who produced my album and did such an amazing job. I play in her band. It's called Lady Beetle.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many amazing bands that I'm a part of, that I'm so lucky to be a part of, and they're all made up entirely of, like, my best friends in the world. And, well, it's true, the band member sharing between bands can get crazy, but I think that it's such an amazing experience as well to be in so many bands with different combinations of the same, like, 20 people, you know what I mean? Because you get so much inspiration and so much, like... feedback and growth and support. I love being in a bajillion bands. It's incredible.
Beautiful. Yeah. No, and it's cool. The Boston music scene has so much overlap like that.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun to see, like, oh, I know that person from that, and then they're also doing the, and oh.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yep. And it's like, oh, and so wait, you're the one who did that music video? That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that you did videography.
Precisely.
Yeah. 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 Do you have a favorite word?
Dodecahedron.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love shapes.
I love shapes.
Is it your favorite shape too?
No, my favorite shape is a circle.
Nice. Why?
It's a circle. It's nice.
Yeah. It's
infinite.
There's gotta be a good pun in there. There's something. It's...
I'm no square.
Know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, be there, be square, because you know why they say that, right? Because you're not around.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, there's a name for sayings where people ended up just dropping the second half of the saying because it just, I don't remember what it is, though. Hmm. It's like, speak of the devil. There used to be more to that.
Oh, no one really?
Says, yeah.
Wow.
I think it's like Speak of the Devil and There He Will Be.
Oh, like yeah. Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, exactly. Speak of the Devil and He Doth Appear.
And He Doth Appear.
Yes. Oh, doth he. what was the first concert that you went to?
Oh, my. Well, I think the first big concert I went to that I can remember was U2 at the Rose Bowl with my dad.
Cool.
And that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I must have been 13.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great time. Just going to the Rose Bowl with my dad, having a good time, watching them play Joshua Tree. They didn't play that album that automatically downloaded onto everybody's iPhone back in the day. Remember that?
Of course. Yeah.
It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like some bands you're like, oh, I really hope that they play Fugees. I really hope that they don't play that one album.
That everybody just got.
Yeah. And then they were stuck with. And then, like, I don't know. I feel like that, if you didn't have anything else on your phone, you plugged that one in when you got on the car. Like, that was the song that came on.
That was the one.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Anyway, would you like to hit us with another one?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
This one, kind of straying away, is not off the album. This one is just a song. It's called The Hard Way. And I want to play it specifically because my friend Sunny likes it. So Sunny, if you listen to this, this one is for you because I know you like this song. It's called The Hard Way. The Hard Way, because this guitar doesn't stay in tune. Okay. Sitting up alone, feeling bad for bad people. I'm hanging up the phone on him. He's going on and on about queers and other evils. As I sit in my home with my lover girl, anyway, he's just doing it all the hard way. Looks just like my dad, a bit smaller and a whole lot more mad at the world and at himself. And I know that he loves me, but it's so sad, he only ever likes what he doesn't have. Anyway, he's just doing it all the hard way. But you do it all the hard way. Did you grow up with an angry man in your life? Did you notice when you became the one in mine? I don't have to like you. I don't even have to love you. It would be easier to hate you, you old man. But I'll love you the hard way. I'll love you the hard way. I'll love you the hard way.
Very nice.
Thanks. I hope Sunny likes it if he hears it.
Shout out Sunny.
Oh,
the best person to watch Adventure Time with. It's so true. He is like the best to watch Adventure Time with. It's true.
You need a person to watch Adventure Time with.
Yeah.
Did you watch, that was a great drum fill there.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. That was nice.
Did you watch the other one, that Midnight Gospel?
Oh, yeah. I liked that one.
I was really disappointed when there wasn't a second season.
Yeah, me too.
I guess that was like a pandemic.
Yeah,
like,
I guess so. It looked beautiful, yeah. Too. The animation was just gorgeous.
Shadow Pendleton Ward.
Yep.
Cool stuff. Do you have a favorite TV show? Like one that you could just watch forever?
Adventure Time. It could just be on all the time, and I wouldn't get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it week by week when it was first coming out on cable, and since then it just never stopped being a part of my personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's a good comfort show.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Deals with some complicated themes too.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't just gloss over them. I appreciate that in a show.
Yeah.
You know.
It's it's a good one. I don't think I've watched the whole thing all the way through, and I should.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's got good music in it too.
Yes, it does. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Some of the first, it's the reason why I started playing bass, and I can attribute some of the fact that I'm able to tour now to the fact that I was obsessed with Marceline the Vampire Queen.
I can see it.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's a great show. Great music. Mm-hmm. Great story.
Yeah. Yeah, good characters too. Good characters. You know, BMO pops into my head every once in a while. Every time I change batteries on something, I'm like, oh yeah,
like it's BMO.
Yeah,
I was BMO for Halloween in like sixth grade or something.
What are you going to be for Halloween this year?
Oh my gosh, I've had a few costumes.
Ooh.
I was Bradley Upperquest III from an Extremely Goofy Movie.
Okay.
I was a red shirt from Star Trek.
Very nice.
I was, I was a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be Frankenfurter tomorrow because we're going to see Rocky Horror.
Where are you going to see it?
AMC.
Okay, nice.
I think like Commons.
Are they going to have a live?
Yeah, okay, I think we're seeing it with the full body cast. And the full body cast, I saw them do Rocky Horror my freshman year of college. So it's my last year of college and Halloween, full circle moment. It's kind of lovely.
Love circles.
I love, oh my gosh.
Full circle.
My favorite chain, dude. Yeah, and I might have had another costume, but I can't remember it at the moment. Mm-hmm. I have like 8 every Halloween.
Yeah. That's great, you know? For some reason, I've been really busy on Halloween, so I haven't had any good costumes lately.
Oh, do you have one this year?
No, I might dress up as Harry Potter tomorrow, because it's an easy one.
Fantastic.
People say I look like Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And then last year, I was Daniel Radcliffe playing Weird Al.
I never ended up seeing that movie.
It's actually pretty funny because it's like, it's a parody of a biopic.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like, it's Weird Al through and through. I watched it because I was like, I'm going to do this for Halloween. I should probably watch the movie.
Yeah.
You have to download some kind of weird streaming app that's not mainstream, but at least it's free.
There are so many weird streaming apps nowadays. It's like, download Squiggle to watch your favorite show. I don't want to download Squiggle.
No. It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Yeah. Let's see. What's the solution to all the streaming apps? That's not on the question list. Where do we go from here?
I don't know. Bring back DVD.
Sometimes it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I like having DVDs.
I like having the DVD because then you get the DVD art. You get like the art on the actual DVD.
And then sometimes they have special features and there's a little booklet.
Yeah, and stickers. Yeah.
I love stickers. I would give you a sticker, but I ran out of stickers.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
One of my friend's girlfriends is afraid of stickers.
I knew someone growing up who was afraid of stickers.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, I mean, not funny if it's you.
I'm sorry. No.
Yeah. I'm let's see, what's really off the wall in my question list?
Oh yeah.
There's probably something weird in here. I just added a bunch of weird ones. Maybe I don't have that on this version. If your music was a color, what color would it be?
Like avocado green.
You look very avocado green.
Thank you. I've been loving the color green. It makes me feel like a little leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Growth. We love it. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you were just on tour, so you might have a nice, fresh, new answer to this. Mm-hmm. What's your go-to comfort food on tour? If you have one.
Meat stick. Okay, getting a nice meal when you can get it, like a vegetable on tour, a blessing. But if you're just in the car and you're hanging out and you're like, yeah, I want to eat something, but we're on the road, we don't really have time to stop. Just like a meat stick, like a Slim Jim. I love a Slim Jim. Mild, not original. Or beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
We had this communal thing of beef jerky in the car. And communal was like, I don't know, 20% everybody else and like 80% me. It's beef jerky. I can't contain myself. You can't stable the stallion. No.
No. Not when it comes to beef jerky. It's, no. You know, can't blame me there.
Mm-mm.
No. No.
Mm-mm.
And... Oh, God. My brain's... I've been up for officially 14 hours, I think. More. I don't know. I've been up a long time. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
And I promise I had something to say, but it'll come to me later, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll just appear.
Yeah.
As all things do.
Tour sounded it looked cool. I'm gonna play some that Jesse D tour, right?
Yeah.
I'll play a song.
Oh, that would be lovely.
And yeah.
Oh, could you play the song Hollywood?
Sure.
Okay, that's my request.
I'll make sure that's on the.
Unless it's explicit, and then no.
Well, we'll. We'll make sure. We'll check. And you just played it, so you would know where the curse is. I can just hit the mute button.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Did you have a favorite song to play live? Is it Hollywood?
Oh, we have this song called Love Lost that's coming out on Valentine's Day. I think on Valentine's Day. And it's our heaviest song, I think, because we get kind of indie rock with it. We get more like grungy sometimes, we get heavier sometimes. This one is definitely our most intense, like angry song. I love it so much. I get to scream in that song. I get to do harsh vocals. So much fun. I go crazy for it every time. Never ever ever gets old. None of the songs ever get old with that band. Seriously, it's so fun.
Very cool. If you gun to your head have to join another band right now, what genre would you want it to be?
Honestly, like, indie pop, something I can dance and jump up and down to while I play, you know?
Which branch of indie pop?
Like the Indigo D'Souza thing.
Okay.
Like, what's that one song by hers? Take Off Your Pants. When everybody else does, Something to play to that I can jump up and down and like,
yeah.
Because I love to jump up and down no matter the style of music. Seems like indie pop, though, is the most jump up and downy type of music.
I was at a concert once where people just started jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like not like with on the beat. It was like on the first beat of every measure. And then they came down at like the end of the, like they were just jumping high.
That's so funny.
And then they started a mosh pit by doing that because everyone started bumping into each other.
Of course.
Yeah. There was an English band called The Comet Is Coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very wacky concert experience. And I remembered my question I wanted to ask you.
Yay!
You've been in the Boston scene for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You are a senior. What would be your advice to perhaps a freshman at Berkeley or someone just entering into the Boston music scene?
It's all about having and making friends. Because I know that's probably what everybody says, but I would not be the person I am if I hadn't met friends in the scene. And I just think that in terms of also like playing with other bands and meeting incredible players and musicians, it's totally all about what can you learn from these people and also just like this inherently exciting to be like, oh my God, we're in the same place and we're making music right now and we're doing this thing. Isn't that so crazy? Because music, at the end of the day, is something that people do because it feels good. It's not like it's like needing to eat dinner, you know, but it is at the same time. It's a need in a way, mm-hmm. because it is so healing and it feels so good. And so I think just coming into such an important and precious scene like the one in Boston, it's truly just about immersing yourself in the fantastic people who make it what it is.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would be wrapping up the interview right around now. But we don't have a live band tonight. So honestly, I don't know. How many more songs do you have prepared?
I brought one more song.
Perfect. Would you like to play it and then we'll wrap up after that?
Totally. Excellent. Absolutely. Yeah. Let me just,
mm-hmm.
surprise, surprise. I'm checking my tuning.
Very important.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's this song's tuning?
It's also Dadgad. I just have a capo on the first fret.
Mm-hmm. Also, something that I asked you before we started all this and wanted to ask you on air. Mm-hmm. You've got a bunch of really cool non-musical bits and pieces, some samples. And some of them I was like, oh, these have to be from like your home videos. And do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So quite a few of them are from my dad's Facebook page. He is a documenter. And I love that because I can just look back and find these precious videos. Some of them are just sound bites I have from random videos of my friends. Some of them are just room noise with my window open in my old apartment. Specifically in the song I'm about to play, Face and Name, there's a sound bite that's me and my partner Tony. It's a video of us playing guitar. Well, I was playing guitar and they are playing trumpet and we're laughing together and being silly, unable to like be serious, like we gotta take this video, we gotta be serious, but you know, obviously we're having fun, we can't be serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them are just open source samples from the internet that I found from all over the place, and yeah, I just found a bunch of sounds that made my ears go, oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's a single track without atmosphere sound in it.
And it's a good atmosphere. It's I didn't have a tree to sit in, but I very much enjoyed it on my, I listened to it on a drive to and from work.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice, just vibing music.
Vibing music.
Yeah. Yeah. And eventually you'll be able to listen to the live ones as a podcast.
Oh, how wonderful.
At some point, no promises on time. It'll be sometime next year.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
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 I love next year.
Yeah. It's coming up sooner than...
I'm not listening. I'm not listening.
Yeah, but hey, that just means that, you know, it's Halloween. There are all kinds of exciting days coming up.
That's true.
It's like, yeah, exciting. Exciting things are afoot.
It's true.
What a time of year.
What a time.
And we've still got some nice autumnal colors,
mm-hmm.
but you know, daylight savings is coming. That's gonna be brutal.
I know. It really, the transition from being in California to being in Boston, it was kind of a lot to get used to.
Yeah. Big time. Seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd the sun go? It's 4:30.
Where'd the sun go? Because like the sun would disappear in my hometown at 4:30. I remember driving home from like my flute lessons and being like, it's 4:45 and it's dark out. But it was also like, hey, it's December. We can go to the beach with our sweaters on.
Mm.
Which is like, I can't complain about that.
I mean, you could do that here.
You could.
You'd probably get sick, but
Worth a shot?
Yeah. You could do it for like a couple minutes and then get in your car and leave. Get back on the blue line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Shout out Revere.
Shout out Revere. Oh, yeah. I like Revere and then I like...
Wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Airport.
Airport. Have you ever been to Suffolk Downs?
No.
Really cool venue.
Oh, it's like,
yeah, it used to, it still is a horse track.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but they also have gigs. That's where King Gizzard played when they were on tour in Boston over the summer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great to know.
And it's right by the airport, so like you'll have planes coming in overhead during the show.
That's really cool.
And their album was airplane themed, the new one, so it was perfect.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh yes.
Yes.
My song.
Yes.
I got so into the airport talk. I was like, this song is called Face a Name. It's about my partner. But also it's about my experience discovering that I was non-binary and at the time desiring a type of love that didn't see me for who I was or who I used to like present as and just for who I am, you know? And I think that everybody deserves that. Everybody deserves to be seen clearly and not with any, I don't know. I've been thinking and talking a lot with my friends about transness, and I think it's such coming into yourself and finding yourself and being able to get the resources you need. It's such a beautiful thing because you can really just physically see the improvement of a person's life when they have the resources to be able to transition either just socially or medically. It's so wonderful to see when a person is able to do that. And I think everybody who wants to do that deserves to be able to. And this song is about finding love through those changes. Yeah. Okay. Snapshots of my friends, so you don't think twice when the camera's on you. Talking in a circle, taking note of how my gaze keeps falling on you. Stuck inside a car all day, Ohio ain't got much to say, so talk to me. You drive like a piece of shit, one finger on the wheel, one eye upon me. So touch me without hungry hands and kiss me without clasping lips. See beyond my womanhood and my frame, I'm just a face and a name. Past 5 a.m., I trade you books for anecdotes and folk songs. Trying not to stare too long in fear that I just read the whole thing wrong. Is this what my friends talked about? The feeling not quite in or out, but in the gray. Something borrowed, something blew, something in me knew I wasn't made that way. So touch me without hungry hands and I'll kiss you without clasping lips. I see the picture for much more than the frame. Let's just be faces and names. Let's just be faces and
I think that's a lovely song.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's written about a lovely person.
Lovely.
Lovely.
And I think there's something about it that reminded me, I know that there are at least two things. There's something in the music about it that reminded me of some of the quieter, more acoustic songs by the Fountains of Wayne.
Oh my gosh. So I recently just got into Fountains of Wayne because of my friend who really, really likes them. And she, she's the reason I know who they are. So thanks, Emma.
Yeah, I was going to ask it because I just saw her post on Instagram doing a cover of Valley Winter Song. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was very lovely.
Yeah, it was beautiful, yes. Huh?
Yeah.
She's the bee's knees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And they're very cool band. And they also have a song called Hat and Feet, which kind of has a similar timbre to Face and Name.
Oh, wow. Well, then I'll listen to it.
Not just the name. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hat and Feet, Face and Name. I feel like, you know, it's ways to break down who a person is to a very basic, oversimplified.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Or at least simplified.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're just a hat and feet. Sometimes you're just face and name.
Sometimes it's just a face and name. Yeah. Sometimes that's all you really need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, Preyhound, it's been a pleasure having you. Do you have any final thoughts or words of wisdom?
Remember, since a lot of holidays that include potlucking are coming up, remember that if you want to make a Jell-O mold, the Jell-O is going to smell very, very bad. And unless you get vegan Jell-O, your vegetarian and vegan friends cannot enjoy it. I made that mistake last year. I will not be making a Jell-O mold this year. Just want to save you guys the trouble of a really foul-smelling Jell-O.
Is that like a Jell-O, a savory Jell-O?
It was strawberry Jell-O.
Oh.
But I got the Knox, like KNOX, like the and it just when you, because you have to boil it and then it smells so bad. Huh. So maybe just bring like a green bean casserole or something, guys. I don't know.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Thanksgiving is coming up. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Oh my gosh, my friend makes these really good mushrooms. I think they're like stuffed mushrooms or something. She is the cook of all time. Yeah.
Lovely. Well, it has been a pleasure. I have to fill another moment while my computer starts back up. And let's see. Oh, do you have any gigs coming up? And where can people find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. So on social media, I'm just at Preyhound. Somehow I was able to get the handle without any dots or .mp4s or .waves or anything. Yeah, it's just Preyhound. Prey as in like prey like an animal, not the other one. And gigs coming up, honestly, not really. I'm playing I'm playing with Jesse Detour on the 16th of November. So that'll be very fun. You can check out her socials, which is just Jesse Detour, for that information. And yeah, as for Preyhound, life is crazy, so no immediate shows lined up, but I definitely am going to throw one soon. Just like I'm thinking of throwing a nice little songwriter in the round thing.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you do, let me know, and I would love to put it out on the airwaves.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. This was so much fun. Thank you for inviting me on.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in.
Yay!
And coming up next, that Jesse Detour song that you requested earlier, we're going to play Hollywood.
Yay!
Woohoo! All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the doorway now, I'm a consequence. The answer to the question between your lips. Leaving Hollywood, blowing me a kiss. It's you. Saw a silver bell, it's an avalanche. I can feel you slipping through my hands. We're unspoken, I can't. 'cause it's
just you. Time.
That last song was Lemons by Green. Ha, just kidding. That was Limes by Yellow. I don't know. I wanted to... big thanks again to Preyhound. That was a lot of fun. It was a blast having you. And I'm excited to listen back to the recording. I just looked at the Instagram Live and... now I'm like, wow. Feeling insecure about my posture and... I didn't know. Anyway, that's why I usually just point it at the guests. They're the important thing, not me. Anyway, you guys hear me. I get to be insecure about my voice and all that, and that's enough. Who needs to be insecure about how I look while I talk into the mic too? Anyway, so that last one was Limes by Yellow, and before that was Jesse Detour with Hollywood, and coming up next, let's see. We've got, it is 10:40. I am going to, take a mental nap. I'm going to play, how long is Crocus Pocus? It is 30. Oh yeah. We're going to listen to the Crocs, album Crocus Pocus front to back because that's what I want to do. It's the length of like one of the songs I played earlier anyway. So here's Crocus Pocus. Sit back, relax, enjoy, pretend it's live. I'm going to be doing just that.
Thank you.
See, wasn't that version just like the Comus version that I played on Highly Recommended? It's pretty good. It's pretty, but the Croaks version is better. I like that. I don't know if you guys remember that. I hardly remember that, and I'm the one who played it and was conscious of the comparison. So speaking of remembering things, you can help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. I don't know. I think that saying that you've discovered the forest is like saying that Columbus discovered North America. And that is a seasonal, I don't know, seasonal something or other for you. I think I'm tired. It's 11 p.m. here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. And coming up next, we got a whole bunch more songs by the Croaks. And I'm so excited to play them for all of you, including Postlude. Postlude is such a cool song. Of course, it's the last song on the album, so you got to stick through it to get there. But it's cool. I'm very excited to talk to them about it on air when we have our five-hour Croaks special, whenever that may be, sometime next year probably. Oh, man. Oh, this is brutal. You know, I'll tell you guys about next week. Next week's going to be good. Next week is going to be good. There might be an acoustic guest during Highly Recommended, so that'll be around 8 p.m. next Wednesday. Still up in the air. We will see. Otherwise, it'll just be good music.